skies are holding the rain. Don't want that California love. Don't want that California love. Don't want that California.
Once upon a time, the canyon store was where my world began. All that mystery and beauty gleaned from desert flowers and gifted children. But it got hard to grow up with your cool hand around my neck. Now I'm
Hello, hello, hello. This is Maddie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Wow, it's a new semester. I'm here for the first time. Super excited to be back. This semester I am playing Mondays at 2 a.m., which is pretty much the middle of the night, but there was an issue with my scheduling, and this is what I got, so, you know, rolling with the punches. But yeah, I'm super jazzed to be back. This is my last semester at Tufts, so my last time with WMFO, but it's been a blast, and I'm really looking forward to just playing music for one more semester. So with that said, you just heard One Night with the Valet by Tennis. That's one of their, they have an album forthcoming, and that is one of two singles that has been released, and I really like it. I have been a big fan of them since high school, was really into their 2020 album Swimmer, and I really like this single, so I'm excited to see what the new album holds. But yeah, this week is gonna be kind of just what I've been listening to over the past month or so. I haven't been here in probably about like a month and a half, actually, because I got COVID right before the end of the semester. So this is sort of my end of fall plus winter break plus beginning of spring. It's not a cohesive theme, but it's just what I have been listening to in terms of music. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a little all over the place, but, you know, isn't it always? So this is Ronnie's Song by Odie Lee.
She's my Thelma, I'm Louise. She's a coffee cup, I'm tea. She's a dog, and I'm her fleas. If she's creamer, then I'm Joe. Sun don't set wherever we go. salt and I'm the sea. Life's unfair when you're 19. She's the Larry, I'm the Mo. Clouds depart, the moon it glows. She's a seamstress, me I sew. Life don't move when you're blue. She's my Thelma, I'm Louise. She's a coffee cup of tea. She's a dog and I'm her fleas. That's good enough for me. Thank you.
last one.
Pressure on me, got me wishing I was 6 feet deep in the yard. Somebody checking for me in the streets, whipping around California in the car. Windows down, top down. I know you feel me now. I know you feel me now. I'll go faster.
Go on. Don't do this on your own.
All right, so that was IKYK by Ogie. Before that was Pressure by Orion Sun. Before that was I Wish You Roses by Kelly Uchis and Ronnie Song by Odie Lay. Yeah, I realize like a lot of these, no, not a lot, a few of the songs in this playlist are newer songs, which I guess makes sense because it's what I've been listening to. But I Wish You Roses is a new single that came out, honestly, like this past week, a few days ago, I want to say. And similar to Tennis, it is for an album that's coming out in March, which I'm super excited about. And then Pressure by Orion Sun is also 2022, not as recent, but their EP Getaway. And then IKYK, which I think in my head I was reading it as I, like, if you know, you know, IYKYK, but it's IKYK, which is maybe I know you know. Anyway, food for thought, I guess. But yeah, that is, I just started listening to her, Ogie, or OG, I'm not actually sure how you pronounce it, it's O-G-I, but she has this great EP called Monologues, which I also think is an awesome name for an album or an EP, and they're all really, really good songs, and I particularly like that one, so wanted to play it. Yeah, and the next up is going to be another new-ish, but not that new song, from SZA's new album, highly anticipated and highly impressed, I would say. I think for me, like, I love Control so much, I was a little bit worried how SOS would match up, but personally, I really like it. This song that I'm going to play, F2F, is very different from her other stuff, and I've actually heard it get a lot of flack. Like, I've seen a lot of people on Twitter, like, I think I can curse right now, because it's 2 a.m., shitting on the song, or, like, just, like, that it's different. She kind of has a rock and roll vibe. My friend Emily said that she thought that it sounded whiny, which once she said that I was like, yeah, like, fair enough, but I still really like it, and I like how it's kind of a departure from her typical style, and I think it's a great, like, it's a great, like, head nodding, like, I don't know, not head nodding, I don't know what I'm going for, like, air guitar, I don't know. Yeah, it's time for me to stop talking. Yeah, so this is F2F by SZA.
I fuck them cause I miss you. Wake me up when the season's gone, 'cause I've wasted all my dawns on you. So what do I do? Oh, what do? I get fucked up just 'cause I'm scared. Love's just another drug I have grown a victim to. So what do I do? Oh, what do I do? All is fair in love and war, so what the hell are we even fighting for? I'm on your front porch begging for my dawn's back. Give my goddamn records and my clothes back, 'cause I'm through. Oh, how I'm through. And by the time she wakes, I'll be halfway to my mama's home. It just dawned on me, life is as fleeting as the passing dawn. And it was my mistake, 'cause she never said a thing about Jesus. I miss my mother's southern drawl and her praying through the wall. Dawn's back. Everything that dies makes its way back. I lost the last July in a heart attack. I need one small victory. Give me my dawn's back. 'Cause everything that dies makes its way on back. I lost the last July. When the season's gone, 'cause I've wasted all my dawns on you. So what do I do? Oh, what do I do?
And by the time he wakes, I'll be halfway to my best friend's home. It just dawned on me. I lost in last July in a heart attack. I need one small victory. Ooh.
I got fucked up just cause I'm scared. Love's just another drug I have grown a victim to. What do I do? Oh, what do I do?
John met me down on the boulevard. Cry on its shoulder, cause life is hard. The waves came in over my head. What you been up to, my babe? Haven't seen you around here late. All of the guys tell me lies, but you don't. You just crack another. Still here. This is how to disappear. This is how to disappear. Joe met me down at the training yard. Cuts on his face cause he fought too hard. And now he's in over his head. But I love that man like nobody can. He moves mountains and pounds them to ground again. I watch the guys getting high as they fight for the things that they hold dear. Forget the things they fear. This is how to disappear. This is how to disappear.
She walked in, I held my breath. I thought I might just die. When she came my way and she caught my eye, I felt like I could cry.
cause I never seen a room light up like that, and I never felt time stand still, and I didn't know a man could fall so hard, at least not until I saw her for the first time, and I was lonely for the last time. I saw her for the first time, and now I know I gotta make her mine. When she walked in, my head did spin, my jaw just hit the ground, stopped in my tracks like a heart attack. What beauty so profound, cause I've never seen a room light up like that, and I've never felt time stand still, and I didn't know a man could fall so fast, at least not until I saw her for the first time, and I was lonely for the last time. I saw her for the first time, and now I know I gotta make her mine. She walked out, I felt no doubt I would see her again. Up in the clouds and deep in the crowds till the very end. Cause I've never seen a face shine like that, and I've never felt so much will, and I didn't know a man could fall so hard.
You just heard I Saw Her for the First Time by Dr. Dog. Before that was How to Disappear by Lana Del Rey, Dawns by Zach Bryan and Maggie Rogers, and F2F by SZA. I Saw Her for the First Time is honestly one of my favorite songs of all time. Not shortlisted, but top 100, maybe? Maybe top 50. I just think that, I don't know, I really like the sentiment. I've been listening to it a lot lately. I think it's just really sweet, and I like the music. It's from 2017, Abandoned Mansion, the album. And before that, How to Disappear by Lana Del Rey, which is from Norman fucking Rockwell. And that album, I was having a big, resurgence, I guess, in my life. I was just listening to it a lot over break. I have been a big Lana fan since I was very young, and I feel like she's one of those artists who I just listened to her a ton when I was like 12 and 13, and I feel like she wired my brain chemistry in a lot of ways. But I haven't loved her newer, like, I just didn't love Blue Bannisters or Chemtrails Over the Country Club as albums, but Norman fucking Rockwell, which is 2019 album, I think is incredible. Love it. Definitely no skips for me, but I just had been listening to it a lot over break, and that song specifically is one of my favorites. But she also has a new album coming out, and I really liked the single for that, which is called Did You Know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard. And so that feels promising for the new album. I'm excited about that. And then before that was Dawn's, which is a Zach Bryan song featuring Maggie Rogers. Another thing I'm excited about, I am going to a music festival this August called Hinterland, and Zach Bryan and Maggie Rogers are two of the headliners, along with Bon Iver for the third day. And Zach Bryan is like the one, because Maggie Rogers, Bon Iver, and him are the headliners, but there's also a lot of other artists playing that I really like. Faye Webster, Alex G, Angel Olsen, who else? They're all exiting my head right now. But it's a great lineup. A lot of artists that I'm really looking forward to see and have been wanting to see for a long time. But Zach Bryan is kind of the one that I don't really know at all. I know, like, this one song by him, which is, like, his most popular song. Sylvan Esso also. It's just popped back into my head. And Del Water Gap, which I am excited about. But anyway, so, yeah, I just, like, I don't know him at all, and I've been kind of meaning to, like, start listening to him and try to get into him, because I think I would like him based on the song. And then the song came out, and I was so happy to see this collab, and I am hoping that they'll sing it together at the festival. I feel like they have to, but it's really good. He has, like, this very, I guess it's, like, sort of that, like, folky, country-ish, like, bluegrass vibe, but there's one part where, like, the song picks up, and it just sounds, like, so Lumineers-esque to me, and I really like Lumineers, so, yeah, so that's a project for me to get into Zach Bryan. He has a lot of music, so feels a little daunting, but it'll happen between now and August. Have a lot of time. And I'm going to take this opportunity to read a PSA about space heaters. Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend lots of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. This is very pertinent because I actually just got a space heater because the heat in my house is super expensive, because I think it's because our house is, like, super drafty. And so we try to keep it on a pretty low temperature to save money, but then it's actually frigid, so I got a space heater for my room, and it has been very effective, but it's a good reminder to remember to turn it off, because sometimes I sleep with it on, but it just said turn it off before you go to sleep. So anyway, okay, so a few more. I'm gonna play a Big Thief song, because I am seeing them in concert on Thursday, and I am freaking out. I'm so excited. Yeah, just, like, can't wait. Can't wait to see what they play, to be honest, because they have so much music. I think it'll be primarily their most recent album. But this is Masterpiece by Big Thief.
Cause in your legs inside the dime, raising the call for two. Cleaned up be. Now that you're no longer next to me, don't know how to keep loving you.
You said you wanted to feel alive, so we went to the beach. You were born in July 95 in a deadly heat. You say you're a winter bitch, but summer's in your blood. You can't help but become the sun. Chicago, you were spinning out. When you don't know who you are, you fuck around and find out. When you called me from the train, water freezing in your eyes, you were happy and I wasn't surprised. And it feels good be known so well. I can't hide from you like I hide from myself. Now you're moving in, breaking a sweat on your upper. You already hurt my feelings three times in the way only you could. But it feels good.
That is True Blue by Boy Genius, which is another new... I've feel like as I've played through these songs and talked, a lot of... excuse me. A lot of the common thread here is like single from new album forthcoming. The Tennis, the Kaliuchis, the... I guess that's only two, but then this is a third. But anyway, Boy Genius came out with three singles like a couple weeks back, and they have an album coming as well, which I'm looking forward to for sure. I really like them. I like them individually. Well, I want to get more into Julian Baker, but I am a big fan of Phoebe and Lucy, and I really love just like them all coming together and everything that they make as a collective. Really like that song. And then before that was Don't Know How to Keep Loving You by Julia Jacklin, who is a new artist for me. I started listening to her over winter break at the recommendation of my friend Bitsy, and who used to do the show with me, but she's going abroad. Loser. Just kidding, and not a loser at all. But she recommended her to me, and I really like her. I kind of had this vision over winter break that I was going to... I made a list of like artists and bands that I had heard about or knew like a couple songs but hadn't ever really gotten into, and I had like this whole idea that I was gonna like deep dive all these people. And I didn't really end up doing that with anyone from the list, but there were a few people that I started listening to, Julia Jacklin being one of them. And I just really like her voice and kind of her whole sound. And I like that song a lot in particular. And then before that was Masterpiece by Big Thief, as mentioned. And this is about it. It's 2:57. So once again, this is Maddie, and you have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will be here every... I guess it's Monday morning, but it feels like Sunday night, 2 to 3 a.m. And I'm going to send you off with the live version of In a Good Way, recorded at Electric Lady, because I've been really... digging live recordings of songs lately. I got really into the Remy Wolf Electric Lady record, and this one is also really good. So yeah, this is In a Good Way by Faye Webster, and I'll see you next week.
What's up? It's Faye Webster. I'm here in New York City at Electric Lady Studios with my band. We're gonna play some songs. Thanks for listening.
I didn't know that I was capable of being happy right now, but you showed me hell. I didn't know that you were right in front of me until I looked at you. Nightmares lately, and I'm sorry I fall.